Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 125. Diskarte o diploma?
A deep dive. Yun. Kasi, ba't ba natin ito pinag-uusapan?
Sa kakatiktak mo yan.
Well, I've spent probably like good 2 weeks blocking this type of content. Yung Franklin Miano content.
Pero bakit muna siya pumasok sa algorithm mo?
Yung TikTok, feeling ko, yung algorithm niya, kapag alam mo yung screen all up ko ng screen all up yung mga usual, nag-i-introduce siya ng another new thing na hindi ko pa na di-discover. Parang ganun. Feeling ko may ganun. Or maybe because I'm usually listening to cultish or like, alam mo yun, meron akong mga pinap...
Sounds like a cult.
Sounds like a cult. Or mga cult shit thing. Mga conspiracy theories. Or like critique on like, let's say, Andrew Tate and...
Joe Rogan.
So maybe the algorithm mixes it up. Oh. And I guess lumalabas dun yung mga Franklin Miano and Josh Mojica content. So I was introduced to these quote and unquote millionaires.
Motivational speakers
and quote and unquote millionaires. I think kasi nawala si Rendon eh, no? So parang may...
Feeling ko mag-mainstream na rin kasi si Rendon eh.
May void of like the manosphere Filipino version. Kasi si Rendon, let's admit it, he's kind of...
Famous.
And he's not ugly.
Yeah.
Diba? Like he kind of looks passable, attractive maybe to some other people. Pero itong dalawang tong Franklin Miano tsaka Josh Mojica, hindi ko kaya. As in like, for the pod pals na hindi nakakaalam ko sino sila, just a quick, ano ba, introduction who they are. They're supposedly quote-unquote millionaires through non-traditional business models, I guess. Pero later, we will examine that. Basically, si Josh Mojica parang he became a millionaire for selling kangkong chips online. Tapos, si Franklin Miano, meron siyang parang online course on outsourcing business. Basically, outsourcing business pala. Parang middleman ng BPO. Parang, basically, kumikita ka for being like the middleman between a supplier and someone who needs them. Ganun. Tapos, pinapatungan niya yung cost.
Siya parang headhunter siya, ganun.
Ish, I guess. Parang Fiverr. Alam mo yun, sa States. Na, I guess it went downhill also. Hindi siya sustainable eh. Anyway, that's why we are talking about it. Because I think, nung pinapanood ko yung mga TikTok nila, may backlash na eh. As in, there are other podcasters and small business owners who are YouTubers na, questioning their credibility.
Pero itong mga nag-comment, mas matatanda o meron rin kasing age?
Mas matatanda. Parang older millennials sila.
I guess those who idolize them are Gen Z also.
Yung mga nag-react?
Oo.
No, I think millennial yung crowd.
The Gen Zs look up to them, I'm sure.
In a way, yes. Yun. Tapos, yung TikTok crowd sort of worships them. So, I kind of feel relieved that may counter arguments na sila. Pero nung pinanood ko kasi yung mga content and yung mga edits and yung mga reply, narealize ko, this is something that will trigger Wincy. This will be like an interesting podcast topic for us. Yeah.
So, yung criteria mo for choosing an episode, if it's a topic that triggers
how triggering
you.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, isang quality yun nitong mga influencers or like motivational speakers na to, di ba? I guess it runs, borrowed from tabloid, di ba? It has to be clickbaity, it has to be
controversial,
di ba? So, actually, props kay Franklin Miano to in owning the alam mo yun, pag sinabi mong diploma o diskarte, siya agad yung maiisip mo eh.
May alliteration pa, ang, D&D, no?
Yun ang kanyang ano ba? Parang yun yung core question niya. Similar to Tito Boy's, fast talk. Ano ba? Oh. Ang ganun. So, yun. I wanna deep dive because I think you and I sort of believer tayo in both or maybe we criticize both. So, first, himayin natin yung concept ng diploma o diskarte. So, first question on diploma. Why is it important?
Well, ako, it's a formality that you finished your education.
Okay.
Mahirap din naman makakuha ng diploma, to be honest.
Mahal.
At mahal, oo. Oh. And aside from the money nga, to be able to graduate, took some time. And a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Kasi, nakakatamad naman rin mag-aral, di ba, minsan. Hindi pala minsan, madalas. Nakakatamad mag-aral, nakakatamad mag-attend ng class. Kumbaga, it's proof that you had endured something.
Suffering.
Although ako, to be honest, medyo ano na rin ako, iffy na rin ako sa
obsession with diploma.
Oh.
Okay, sige. Let's hear it.
Ako kasi, yung education, ang ganda, ito, nakuha ko pa to from my college professor. Nowadays, there are more sources of information outside the campus than there is inside the campus.
Okay.
So, you can practically learn anything.
Outside the campus,
using the internet.
Diba? YouTube University nga. Sabi nung character mo sa San Lazaro.
University of YouTube.
Kung tatanungin ka ni Franklin Miano, diploma.
Ako, a bit of both kasi didiskartehan ko makakuha ng diploma.
Sobrang Miss Universe na sagot.
Yes. Hindi kasi ako, to be honest, our education system is really flawed.
Yeah, it is.
Not just in the Philippines. Mm. Also, around the world. Medyo nagiging obsolete na yung model na, yun na nga, grade school, high school, college. Kaya nga may educational reforms, di ba? Tapos, to be honest, di ba, yung Department of Education natin was under hot water this year, di ba?
Yes.
And
politicized,
yes. Oo. Tapos, yung educational systems natin, actually, totoo. Kasi I have a lot of friends na who are teachers and professors. Or if not, has taught in universities or high schools. Yung mga kwento nila na sa mga usapang
Studyante.
11 o'clock.
Oh.
Meaning private conversations.
Yes.
Reddit.
Well, now it's not because you are sharing it on
pero it's
our
anonymized.
I love this. Oh.
It's Reddit-like.
Though. Okay.
Since they're anonymized. Ang dami nagsabi na yun na nga, yung baka parang yung format na papasok ka sa school tapos mag-a-attend ka ng class. Magle-lecture yung teacher. May requirements. Kahit hindi ka interested dun sa class, kailangan mo mag-attend. Tapos, half of the time daw, karamihan ng estudyante nila, natutulog lang. Like, I went to the Art Fair Philippines exhibit 3 weeks ago. And I met a friend, a musician friend, who now teaches in one of the universities.
Top four?
Top four.
Wow, okay.
She teaches In fact, in two of the top four universities. Mm-hmm. Tapos sinanong ko pa, nagulat ako parang, oh, bakit ka nagtuturo na ngayon?
Okay.
I know you're a musician. Sabi niya, precisely that.
Oh.
Natuturo ako so I can fund my musicianship.
Oh, okay.
So sabi ko, so marami bang ganun? Mm-hmm. Oh, actually parang lots of ano, teachers, lots of professors
mm-hmm.
do it as ano, a paying gig
mm-hmm.
to fund their passions.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But okay. At the same time,
mm-hmm.
baka ganun, nagiging ganun na yung education na parang it could also be an employment shelter for those na who needs a racket.
But these are very smart and talented people, so I don't mind.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Pero yung the tenured professor na nagtuturo ng matagal and yung main objective nila in life is to be a college professor.
Mm.
Baka it's, ano na rin?
Obsolete.
Obsolete, yeah.
I think yung basic, teaching basics, like elementary and high school. I think yung elementary kasi is teaching people basics, fundamentals, diba? Yung mga parang kailangan, like, medyo never changing or like, fundamentals.
Oh, ABC.
Diba?
The periodic table of elements.
High school is like, kung meron kang basic, ito, high school is like, the classics. Alam mo yun, yung notch higher than the basics. But the problem with college is that supposedly, quote-unquote, specialized siya. And admit na natin na, I think we discussed this in a previous episode about, I think, grades. Na, you know, the school, or especially college, is structured in such a way that it prepares you to be part of the workforce. Ganun siya, diba? Parang hindi siya place for you to learn or discover your passions or hone your talents. Hindi, eh, diba? Parang skewed siya to anong pwede mong maging trabaho.
Kumbaga, basically, it's government mandated na parang, okay, these are the young people in society.
The manual they to have capitalism. To, ganun.
They have, we have to prepare them so we're a functioning society yes. when matanda na kami.
Pero capitalist, diba?
Oo, very capitalist.
So,
kaya nga feeling ko, marami doon sa ano. Ako lang naman, from my anecdotal experience, a lot of schools don't prepare the kids for the real world.
Yes, but...
So many graduates are clueless about adult life.
Yes, I agree.
And so many graduates who have finished school.
Okay.
Don't know how to apply to jobs. Don't know how to write cover letters.
Financials.
Oh.
Diba?
But the reason for that is, feeling ko nga, there's a flaw in the educational system. It's obsolete. Hindi na nag-innovate yung DepEd. Hindi na nag-innovate yung education itself. Since na-invento siya nung Victorian society. Na ang purpose ng schools noon ay to prepare the kids for the factories. And it was a system that was created during the Industrial Revolution, Victorian times.
Para makapasok to the assembly line.
Oo, diba? Para makapasok yung mga estudyante sa factories.
And after. Yung rich kids naman to manage factories, di ba?
Yes,
to
kung
own
mga,
factories.
Kaya nga, di ba yung recess, pansinin mo yung recess, lunch.
Oh.
Yung school is based on the factory
time.
Model.
Yeah. Tama ka, hindi pa updated kasi yung mismong objective of education, di ba? Na bakit nga ba tayo nag-aaral? Bakit tayo nagkakadiploma? Which brings me to like the point na I think we have an obsession. Even our parents, di ba? They invest on di ba laging parang napagtapos versus natuto?
Oh.
Like, kahit naman
the mere formality of it.
Yes. Parang mas important na meron ka certificate versus natuto
kaya
yung
siya.
But I understand the science or like the causality of a diploma. Kasi certification ngayon na natuto ka. Pero kasi 'di ba napak ang linear or a single iisa lang yung method in measuring a student's success, quote unquote success, 'di ba?
Mm.
Eh scientific method nga 'di ba dapat may iba-ibang ways on how to check it. Pero sa atin tuturuan tayo, magte-test, may grades. That's it. Eh, parang walang other way to measure whether we learned or not.
Tapos isa pa, yung standardized test. That's just one way of measuring intelligence.
Yes. Yes.
Di ba?
Yeah.
Kaya nga, there really is a flaw in the education system. Yeah. Sorry, isa pa.
Oh.
Ito, trigger warning. Please. Pause or leave if you're not comfortable about it.
Mm.
Sobrang laki ng increase sa student suicides the past decade daw.
Yes.
Because of so much pressure. Mm-hmm. Kasi na-realize ko rin. O nga, developing brain pa yung mga bata.
Yeah.
Tapos, yung hormones nila hindi pa intact.
Hello, you develop your prefrontal lobe until you're 25.
Tapos, sinagay mo sila sa isang environment na super stimulated. Parang reality show lang. Yun.
Yes.
Na hindi naman totoo.
Tapos, parang life
yung
and
pressure,
death.
Yung pressure, life and death. Of course, tatalon sa bintana yan or magpapakamatay yan. Kasi, di ba, grabe yung pressure. I think in Singapore, maraming student suicides.
Pero, sorry, counter-argument naman. I think it's not just the school. It's also, like, kalahati niyan, yung parents' pressure. Kasi for me, pwedeng i-counter nung parents yung pressure from the school.
Totoo,
like, pwede man namang i-comfort yung anak mo. Hindi, okay lang, anak, kahit.
Try again,
ganyan. Huwag ka matakot kung kailan mo mag-repeat or whatever.
Actually, diba?
Pwede mo namang saluhin as a parent eh.
Ayun, so, na-realize ko nga na grabe yung pressure sa bata and wala pang innovation ako nakikitang okay sa Philippine education.
But maybe we're not
kahit sa ngayon. I'm sure to our pod pals na educators and teachers, I'm sure may nagba. Kasi K-12 na rin ngayon, di ba?
Or actually, if meron tayong pod pals na within the education sector, we would like to, as in, turuan nyo kami or i-educate nyo kami kung may bagong. Kasi syempre, what do we know?
Hindi, pero
we graduated maybe 20 or 15 years ago.
Ako, taga 20 years ago ako nang graduate. Oh. I'm sure, compare my education back then to the education now.
Mm.
My education back then sucked. Sucked big time.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know.
Kasi, this is me being a grumpy millennial. But, sorry, grammar, syntax.
Good point.
Communication skills, I think it's going down.
Oo, actually, no, yung, sorry, yung hindi na sila marunong mag-capitalize.
I mean, there is a time and space for that.
Or grammar.
Diba? Hindi nga marunong mag-code switch eh. Hindi nga marunong mag-read ng room eh. Diba? Parang, no. But this
ako
is really
yung,
a grumpy millennial.
Ako medyo, I mean, it's a generational thing, pero sorry. Gen Z, yung I.
Small I.
Yung hindi nila kinakapitalize yung I. Whether sa song or sa paragraph or sa caption. Parang ako, hindi ko kaya.
Like, gets ko naman if it's like a stylistic call. Like,
E.E. Cummings.
Example, no, but for example,
Taylor Swift.
Si Olivia Rodrigo, diba, does not capitalize her titles or like,
yun na ayoko. Sorry.
Uses U, the letter U instead of like spelling out Y-O-U. I can take it if it's on the title, if it's used sa title. Pero pag nakita mo na sa lyrics, ay dapat maayos naman. Maayos naman.
Or sige, fine. You can do that style.
Uh-huh.
Pero sana kung mag-ini-interview na si Olivia Rodrigo.
Maayos naman
or nagsusulat siya ng formal paper or interview. Sana naman Y-O-U.
Yeah, yun nga. So, may code switching. Meron siyang na-recognize yun na stylistic ito.
Okay.
Tapos ito, formal. Eh, but not everyone knows that, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's go back to why do you think it is important, diploma? Kasi, even, di ba nga, yung mga, ano ba, entry-level service jobs like cashier or staff sa fast food, bakit kailangan may diploma ng
hot
college?
A diploma doesn't show that you're smart or you're brilliant.
Mm.
It shows that you have a capacity to be subservient.
You endure.
Or you can be obedient. Yun.
Uh-huh.
You can, a diploma tells you, oh, okay, itong taong to, kaya niyang sumunod sa authority.
He can finish something.
He can finish something. He can sit down for 3 hours.
Yeah.
He can do something without cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Gets mo? Yun lang.
Mm-mm.
Useful ba yung information na yun? Okay, itong si CJ may diploma siya. Kaya niyang umupo for 3 hours focusing on a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Or on one task.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Kasi a lot of work.
Oo, nagigits
ko naman. Has you.
Yes.
Sitting down for 3 hours.
But, well, another why it's important. I think, from an employer's point of view or an HR's point of view siguro, para siyang branding, di ba? Para siyang thin slice. Pinapa-efficient niya yung pag-filter ng applicants. Para siyang branding ng mga tao na parang made in China or made in USA, whatever.
Or parang, sige, okay rin. Sabihin mo, mag-apply ka sa company, sorry, wala akong diploma. Okay, hindi ka namin bibigyan ng desk job. Maggagawin ka naming salesman. Gets mo?
It's an efficient, ano ba?
Categorization.
Of like, applicants. Or, ano na lang, sige, lahat sila may diploma. Saan galing yung diploma?
Sa kaya po.
Then you have these certain top 4 schools, then you have the other schools. Maano mo siya eh, parang, again, pampabilis ng decision, di ba? So, syempre, and ganun. I mean, I'm not saying it's correct. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying it's what's happening. Ayun.
Although, meron na rin yung tinatawag na diploma mill.
Yes.
Yun yung the sad reality of capitalism.
Yes.
Na, if you think about it, yes, education is also a business.
It is a business.
It's a good business.
Hindi, I don't think public education is a business.
It shouldn't be.
But the point, the problem with our culture, our society, yun nga, highly capitalist, neoliberal pa. Diba, mas may premium pag private education. Hmm. Pag public, parang public yan, ganun.
O kaya nga sinasabi ko nga sa'yo na may flaw nga yung sistema.
May flaw talaga siya. So yun, so that's why we romanticize it. But ito, next question. When is it not important?
Siguro 5 to 7 years out of college. Parang hindi na din yung diploma mo. If you've been in the workforce. Parang tinitingnan na yung last 2 jobs mo.
Ako kapag ano din, pag highly creative yung job, titignan mo yung portfolio more than the diploma, di ba? Mm. Titignan mo yung taste, yung output, kaysa diploma. Mm. I think mas forgiving yung creative industries sa diploma versus, I think, highly corpo.
Yun feeling ko kailangan ng diploma talaga.
Like, doctor.
Pilot.
Diba?
Pilot.
Oo. Doctor, isasave niya yung life mo yan.
Or
yun, operation.
Oh.
Like, ooperahan niya yung insides mo. Tangina, good luck sa'yo kung wala siyang diploma, di ba?
Kung hini-YouTube niya yun, ano?
Natutunan ko sa YouTube paano mag-align ng spine. Oh. Tsaka ng sleep disc. Di ba hindi? Isipin mo lang diploma yung mag-laser ng mata mo. How would you feel?
Or mag-ano, piloto.
Oo.
Okay guys, I learned flying this plane.
Didiskartehan ko lang tong pag-plane, pag-fly ng plane. Tangina, 'di ba?
Although, kung chef ka, kung
okay lang. Oo.
Artist ka, musician, dancer.
Mm-mm. Baka naman. Oo.
Pwede naman. Or entrepreneur. Oh. Why not?
Mm, yes.
Kung natutunan mo lahat sa YouTube yun,
sure,
pwede.
Congrats. Pero 'di ba?
Baka mas innovative ka pa nga kung ganun.
Yes. Pero kung kunwari, nga, isipin mo, pilot, doctor, lawyer. Natutunan ko lang to sa YouTube. Kaya nga may bar exam. Or
although,
accountant.
Diba?
What the fuck?
Pero why not kung law? Kasi para, diba, ano? Diba si ano, Max KD from ano?
From?
Cape Fear.
Pero nag-bar exam pa rin siya.
Ah, pati si Marcos, di ba, nag-aral yes. daw sa ng law while in prison.
Oh, so, gets mo, may ano pa rin, may...
May grit pa rin.
May way to legitimize your skill and your knowledge, di ba? Yun. So, there are things na hindi talaga kailangan diploma.
Pero yun, baka nga ganun. Parang, sige, wala akong diploma.
Mm.
Pero pag-exam mo ko,
oh, sige,
ipapasa
go.
Ko yan. Oh, pwede rin yun.
Pwede din yun, pwede yun. Diba? Yun. So,
papasa ko yung bar exam dahil nakinig ako ng 10,000 audiobooks.
Edi sure.
Okay na rin yan.
Oo.
Kahit wala siyang diploma.
Hindi, technically, may diploma ka na nag-bar exam ka eh.
Ah.
Discarte naman. Let's define discarte. As Mr. Writer here, is it another untranslatable Filipino word?
Discarte. Yeah, it's one of those, ano?
Untranslatable.
Untranslatable words.
Ano ba yung closest English word for discarte?
Wala.
Creativity na eh, no?
Resourcefulness.
Grit.
Ang nakita kong Western media na depict ng discarte was the Mentos commercial.
Tsaka si MacGyver.
Oo.
Oo.
Yung Mentos, di ba? Kung kumain ka ng Mentos, parang gagawa ka ng paraan. Mentos freshness.
Hindi na alam nung mga Podfall na Gen Z yan.
Na spin-off ng band na Foo Fighters.
Mm-mm.
Futos.
Pero kasi yung Mentos, fresh ideas siya eh.
At,
more than discarded, di ba? I mean, just analyzing
parang
it.
Parang yung sa commercial, parang...
Oo nga, may fresh ideas.
May problema.
Oo.
Na-stress siya. Kumain siya ng Mentos. Na-relax siya. Nakaisip siya ng creative na solution.
Oo, ganun.
Di ba parang... Mm. O parang ganun nga, discarte.
So, resourcefulness. I think it's a combination of resourcefulness, creativity, plus grit.
Yes.
And may ano, no? May efficiency din or like speed to it.
Yes.
Yun. So, mabilis. Yun.
Ah, sorry. Isa pa yung discarte dapat hindi by the book eh.
Oo. Parang
yung mga rule followers usually hindi madiskarte. Ang kung sinayang yung diskarte, may element ng rule breaking eh.
Mm. Opposite nga siya ng by the book, no? Or ano yung textbook?
Textbook smart.
May street smart. Pwede ding street smart, diba? For me, diskarte is closest idea to it, common sense. Diba? Like,
or reading the room.
So, ang dami niya. So, again, same question. Why is it important? And, follow-up question. How far will discarte take you?
Uy, good question.
Mm.
Ako, I believe that discarte could only take you so far.
Okay. Like, how far?
Because some things, you really can't discarte your way out of.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sometimes you really have to do the hard work. You gotta sit down for 7 hours and read that shit. Read the fine print. Di, totoo naman eh.
Totoo.
Didiskartehan mo yung magiging surgeon ka.
Oh, sige, hindi na 5 stitches. Ano na lang.
Oo. Isang mabilis na lang.
Running stitch na lang. Ganun. Pucha. Magbe-bleed to death yung
patente mo. Or didiskartehan mo yung paggawa ng building.
Oo.
Di, tsaka meron din mga wonk na diskarte.
Mm-hmm. From diskarte to disgrasya.
Yes! I love that! Alam mo yung mga architecture na hindi na, wala na tayong blueprints, gawin mo na lang yan.
What the fuck?
Yung nakikita nating building sa mga sketchy na places.
Naalala
mo? May mga bulok na diskarte rin eh. Gets mo ba?
Oo. Oh. In a way, kasi pag sinabi mo, didiskarte mo, medyo kawalan siya ng plano eh. Diba?
Oo, na parang I'll wing it.
So, I think discarte is like band-aid
solution. Can only get
solution,
you so far.
Stop gap, ganyan. Or, meron ka lang isang element dun sa problema na finifix, hindi lahat. Like, for example, you're going to shoot a movie. Meron ka lang didiskartehan na ilang bagay.
Oo, dapat may master plan. And marami ring tasks. Maraming projects na hindi pwedeng idaan sa diskarte.
Oo naman.
Kailangan upuan talaga.
Yes. Katulad ng?
Constructing a dam.
Yes. Naalala ko, meron akong favorite YouTuber. But he passed away. Si Lloyd Cadena. Yung one, few of the his last videos. Nag-house tour siya, tapos kinoconstruct yung bahay niya. Tapos sobrang, alam mong, walang blue. Yung parang diskartehan to eh. Ano to eh, walang engineer to. Kasi as in sobrang tarik nung ano, nung, as in physically impossible yung isa niyang hagdan. Tapos sabi niya yung isang CR nila, amoy tae lagi.
Oh
kasi
God.
hindi aligned. Di ba usually second floor to first floor? Parang nasa iisang area yung banyo, di ba? Basta mga ganong shit. Sobrang, tapos, kunwari, yung isang artista si Loisa, nag-house tour din siya. And then, may napanood akong architect that react to her house tour. Sabi niya na, by law, illegal yung ginawa niya. Na parang may certain length or certain distance dapat yung harap ng bahay mo from the main road. And nobody told her. Kasi, wala na yan, diskartehan.
Ito pang isa pa mga diskarte. Na nabulok na or diskarte na nakakamatay. Alam mo yung mga parang spaces for rent tapos fire hazard.
Yes.
Tapos sasabihin nila, hindi okay yan, tayo na tayo ng bar dyan. Kahit fire hazard, okay yan, gagawin ng paraan.
Hey, day.
Narealize ko, the dark side of diskarte is you don't wanna pay your dues. Eh.
Or you're cutting corners.
Oh, exactly. Gagawa ng, din the dark side of gagawa ng paraan.
Or talagang may magsasuffer at
yun na nga, yung ako certain... yun, look for a place na fire hazard. Yan. Product of discarte yan. Yung walang safety inspection, walang architect, walang engineer, walang fire ano?
Basta yung inspector.
Fire bureau of ano nga, yeah. Of in, na nag-inspect.
So in a way, yung diskarte
is a fear of formality.
And also compromising things.
Yes.
Diba? It's actually turning over, coming up with solutions na nagko-compromise ka ng quality, nagko-compromise ka ng important details for a certain outcome. Either a rushed outcome or ano ba? Basta.
Also, diskarte isn't a signifier of patience.
Yes.
Discarte is impatient.
Yes.
It's impulsive.
Urgent siya. May urgency. I mean, naiintindihan ko kung parang emergency tapos didiskartehan mo.
Oo naman. There is a place and time for diskarte.
So, I'll go back to the Mentos commercial. I remember this so vividly bilang laking TV ako. Yung isang scene sa Mentos, may babaeng papunta siya sa interview niya. So, naka-corporate outfit siya. Tapos, nabali yung heels niya.
Kumain siyang Mentos.
Pero niluwa niya. Ginawa niyang pandikit yung... And then, nagbabubble gum yata siya muna. Tapos niluwa niya. Tapos, ginawa niyang pandikit dun sa heels niya. Tapos, nag-Mentos na siya. Kasi hindi naman niluluwa yung Mentos eh. Diba?
Hindi ba yung Mentos pandidikit niya dun sa
hindi,
heels?
Hindi. I remember bubble gum. So, if we analyze that ad, it's not like... Yung bubblegum na yung pandikit ng heels forever, di ba?
Or yung better example feeling ko, yung Mentos commercial din, naglalakad yung guy. May painter sa sidewalk.
Yes, I remember this.
Na ano, na nawisikan ng ano, ng paint yung suit niya. Tapos may interview siya na malupit. Kain siya Mentos. Alam ko na, good idea. Kinuha niya yung paint. Paint bucket. And the brush. Ginawa niyang white yung buong ano niya. Suit niya. Now, isipin mo, ginagawa ko yun everyday. Diba? Na parang, oh shit.
Oh my God.
Nalimutan ko yung t-shirt ko. Pero I'm paint.
Parang bobo ka na nun.
Oh, exactly. Diba? What was clever for once would look stupid
it's
the second time.
It's bobo forever.
Yes.
So, last question about diskarte. Why do you think we tend to romanticize diskarte? Especially yung college dropout or self-made. Oh, hindi yun Pinoy lang ah. Kaya parang ano eh, obsessed na obsessed tayo. So, si Steve Jobs nga, nag-drop out nung college.
Pero wait, ano? Nasa culture din natin na one of the rarer aspects na hindi na po point out sa culture natin ay yung tarpaulins na ginagawa ng parents when someone graduates from the family. Ngayon nga, hindi na tarpaulin eh. Billboard na sa ed. Yung naalala mo, nag-drive tayo along Mega Mall.
Uy, hindi yun pinagawa ng pamilya. Pinagawa yun ng school.
Kaya nga. May the billboard na ngayon yung mga graduates. Eh. Even your brother, di ba, sa Letran.
Oh, tuwan-tuwa yung parents ko dun.
Had a billboard.
Top 5 siya sa
diba?
Food tech.
So, feeling ko, celebrated rin yung diploma winners. Those who won a diploma.
Going, sorry, so binabalik mo dun sa, ano to, sidebar? Nalimutan
hindi,
mo lang?
More like, ano, more like sinasabi ko, mas celebrated yung mga merong diploma kaysa sa mga
hindi ah. Hindi ah. Like, oo, sige, may mga pa-billboard yung mga bar passers or what.
May pa-billboard yung mga madiskarte.
Ay, ginagawan nga natin ng mga maala-ala mo kaya. Ginagawa nga ng, ano, Kapuso mo, Jessica Soho.
Oh.
Yung mga parang,
at ini-interview.
Oh, siya, nung college, pero meron na siyang kangkong chips ngayon.
Ini-interview nga ni, ano, Tony G.
Oo, to Tony Tux.
At ni Julius Babang.
Oo, oh, diba? Oo. Oh. Oo, oh.
Nga tama. Eh, baka naman, ini-interview kung sino successful. Regardless.
Yeah, but they make the narrative na naging successful siya kasi nag-drop out siya. Hindi eh, di ba? Ang sinasabi lang naman, kahit nag-drop out siya, naging successful siya. Those are two different things. Di ba?
Hindi ako kasi, one is a tale of endurance. The other is a tale of innovation.
I don't think innovation yung
kangkong chips.
I think, more than a tale
ako,
of
it's a
innovation.
Tale of money laundering.
Totoo though. Diba? As in, yung, as in, if thanks Reddit. But if you read the analysis sa Reddit, wow. Credible source of information. Pero, as in, ang dami kasing, ano tawag yun, conspiracy theory, na yung mga parang TikTok brands, like, yun nga, yung kay Josh Mojica, or even yung kay Kong TV, favorite ko si Kong TV, I'm so sorry. I love them. I like Kong TV. But yung Kong TV, yung Team Payaman, meron na silang parang ano, alam mo yung ginagawa sa Mega Trade Hall? Parang ano, yung Pure Gold, ano yun?
Tinap. Tindahan ni Aling Puring.
Ayun, tindahan ni Aling Puring. Gumasa niya sarili lang ganun, tas lahat ng nagbebenta dun, yung mga vlogger brands, or like TikToker, creator brands, may Reddit thread sila, yung mga small businesses nila. Parang may doubt talaga around it. Parang how can they hit millions every day na ganun kabilis? So, ang daming nagsabi na money laundering yan. Yun. In fact, parang may nag-blow up na mga chismis or blind items na certain quote-unquote CEOs and millionaires na nag-spring from social media. Money laundering sila.
Oo, pero ito yun. Nga, ako, yung ano ko rin, diba, nagkaroon ako ng rabbit hole sa internet. Or sa mga ano documentary watching experience.
Hindi mo. Reddit.
Reddit din. Basta documentaries on Netflix and other sites. Na ano ko, nahulog ako sa rabbit hole na venture capitalism.
Naku, yes.
Maraming funders ng mga ganung business, ng small businesses, ay criminal organizations.
Of course. It's a way to clean their money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Tapos, unscrupulous na business rin siya kasi ang tanong is where do I get my funds? Eh, diba? Tapos minsan, ang weird na ng mga sources of capital. Yung mga pumupondo sa'yo, feeling ko mga ano na yun, drug lord na yan or ano eh.
Drug lord, most likely.
Weapons manufacturer. Alam mo yan, mga ganun.
Yeah.
Sana wag naman yung mga ano,
or
prostitution. Oh, wag naman.
Child trafficking.
Or animal, ano.
Uh-huh.
Animal trafficking.
I mean, like the more, ano ba, black market things. Diba? Oh. Tapos imagine mo yung kangkong chips. Hindi, again, this is like a practice in, hyperbole lang po ito. Hindi ko po inaakusahan si Josh Mojica. But imagine like, the kangkong chips you're eating, or maybe your gourmet tuyo, or bottled binagoongan, whatever. While yes, it's a small business, yung venture capitalist dun, yung money, kumbaga, blood money.
Ginamit sa drugs.
No? Yes. I mean, we don't know. It's...
Hindi, we don't know, but it's highly possible.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but wait, let's go back to the college dropout. Ano? Bakit ba, di ba, do you remember the time that everyone was saying college dropout si Bill Gates, college dropout si Manny Pacquiao, di ba? But yet, they are, ano, successful. Why do you think we romanticize that?
Because for every 500,000 college dropouts, there will only be one Bill Gates.
That's true.
That's why najajaryo siya. Pero hindi natin ginajaryo yung, oh, college dropout na to. Naging homeless man.
Taong grasa na. Hindi naman.
Siyempre, probability-wise lang, statistics, anong pipiliin ng news outlet, di ba?
Yung ano,
yung si Bill
one
Gates.
In a million.
Oh,
story.
Yung one in a million chance, di ba? Hindi nila kukunin yung ano, college dropout. Naging, okay pa kayong basurero eh. Naging ano?
Like life of crime, let's say. Ganon. Yun. Estafador. I don't know.
Oh.
Yun. Siyempre, di ba hindi? Yun.
Kaya malamang romanticize siya. Kasi one in a million.
So, the ultimate question now, diploma o diskarte? Sagutin na natin. I think we've
corny na sagot, of course. A bit of both.
Oh, sige. I mean, it's not corny. Like, corny siya if yun lang yung sagot mo. Explain.
Diploma because you need to pay your dues nga. I like working with people who know how to pay their dues without shortcuts. Discarte because I also like working with people who can innovate and who can think of quick solutions to problems. Or if not, have both kinds of people working in your organization.
Hindi mo naman kailangan ikaw lang. I mean, kumbaga diversity in hiring.
Oo. Or give them, put them in the right divisions in your organization.
Speaking of venture capitalist, in a way, I think you mentioned this to me a while ago before we recorded, na parang, ang ginagawa kasi nitong mga ugok na to ay instead of getting investors na millionaires or like billionaires, like VCs, venture capitalists.
Kuha sila ng mga OFW na kakauwi lang dito sa Pilipinas. Uy, naghahanap to ng sideline. Mag-invest ka dito sa kangkong chips. Tingnan mo, nakabili na ako ng Rolex.
So in a way, punching down ni. Eh.
Oo.
Di ba na parang isipin mo yung hard-earned money nila.
Hindi, kasi isipin mo, put that guy.
Oh.
Put that guy sa Makati Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
Di ba?
Sorry.
Oh. Bakit?
Wala.
Hindi, let them present. Let them present a business plan and present their accounting documents to the City Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, wala.
Hindi papasa yan.
Oo.
Di ba? Kasi ito, sa example lang. I'm no financial wizard. I'm no entrepreneur. Pero, I read a lot. Yung kangkong chips, easily replicable.
Yes.
Ang dami niyang...
I think naman, may valid yung opinion mo. Because one, you've had experience in branding.
And I've also had experience in entrepreneurship.
And you've had experience in PR and marketing.
Yeah.
So, valid tong sasabihin mo.
Kaya nga.
Okay, go.
So, yun. Okay, the kangkong chips... They're easily replicable.
Yes.
Kung yung isang ano niya, yung isang tao niya dun sa factory niya, makuha na yung recipe niya, kaya nang gawin yun. Number two, yung ingredients niya, hindi rare, hindi rarefied.
May surplus nga ng kangkong. Eh.
Exactly. May surplus ng kangkong at flour, at oil.
Uh-huh.
Hindi siya, let's say, truffle.
Yes.
Or ano ba? Seaweed. Mahirap i-source ang seaweed, di ba?
Basta, hindi siya rare.
Hindi siya rare, oo. Number three, sasabihin niya naman sa akin, so,
okay, no,
ano
nga
yun? Sasabihin niya na una siya. Pero yung branding niya, hindi ganun kalakas. For example nga, sinabi ko sa iyo kanina, di ba?
Mm.
Yung soap.
Mm.
Sabihin natin,
daming soaps, di ba?
Ang maraming soap. Dove, Safeguard, Palmolive.
Mm.
Easily replicable din naman yun, yes. Di ba? Amuyin lang ng isang expert yan, soap expert yan. Gagayahin ko yung Palmolive, yung amoy ng Palmolive, tapos ibebenta ko to sa Changi.
Mm.
Pero anong advantage ng Palmolive as a company? Yung branding.
Yes.
Tsaka yung distribution network niya.
Yes.
Yung Palmolive na yan, kausap na yung mga grocery, yung mga convenience store.
May distribution model.
Yung mismo yung sari-sari stores, kausap niyan.
May incentives din yung business to business.
Oh, tapos kasi yung Palmolive. Ah, okay. Hindi na nga, bibili ako sabon, di ba? Sasabihin na, bibili ako ng Palmolive.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Palmolive, please give us sponsorship. Loko lang.
Pero, sige, going in, kapag binangga mo yan kay Josh Mohe ka din. And, ano rin to ah, as in, isang lesson sa marketing and branding. Like, especially, I know this for beauty products or maybe, actually in general. Like, the brands that last separate their CEO or their founders from the brand. Like, they don't rely on the personality or the life of the founder. So, parang kunwari, ma-hot water yung founder.
Buhay pa rin yung...
Easily mo lang palitan yung founder or yung CEO.
Ah, for example,
buhay yung brand mo, diba?
Gamitin na naman natin si Josh Lolo Moon. Steve.
Si Steve Jobs.
Si Steve Jobs.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Nung buhay siya, nagkaroon siya, let's say, ng ano, what if nagkaroon siya ng scandal. Scandal.
Yeah.
Sisipain lang siya, buhay pa rin yung Apple. Oo. Parang ganyan siya. Yung brand nila or yung business nila is community. Ayun, it's community-based, it's not personality-based.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one example I can think of, Cerise Fernandez Ruiz of, she's the CEO or founder ng Rags to Riches. It's a local bag, as in fashion bag, bag manufacturer, designer. So, yun community-based. As in, papakita niya sa'yo na yung mga gumagawa ng bag, pumipili siya ng mga barangay na yung mga babae, yung alam mo yung in a way unemployed or parang housewives na parang yun nga, napipirmi din sa barangay nila. Binibigyan niya ng na alternative source of income. Sila yung mga mananahi. Tapos i-empower niya yung ibang, kunwari, kumuha siya ng isang local designer, si Christian Serra. Diba, imbis na i-outsource niya pa yan out as in sa abroad or like get a fancy designer, mag-uplift siya ng local designer.
Yun na nga
yung mga, like, alam mo yung structure ng business niya, papakita niya sa'yo transparently. And nakikita mo na hindi niya kinukuha ng pera yung mga tao, di ba?
Oo.
Binibigyan niya ng kabuhayan.
Kung community-based nga yung entrepreneurship, dun ako mas naniniwala eh.
Yes. Yes.
Na parang, okay, we lack jobs here. Hindi bobo yung government namin.
Mm.
Walang innovation sa employment.
Mm.
O tara, community.
Diba?
Let's think of something. Let's be creative.
Yun. And,
tapos isa pa, invisible rin yung kadalasan CEO, yung leaders.
Hindi, wala silang billboard sa EDSA na ito ang CEO namin. Ganun. Dubious talaga. Which leads me to, ito yung next question ko sa'yo. How does, kasi sinasabi natin personality CEO, di ba? Saan ba galing yung mga CEO na yan at personality based? What fuels it?
Yung internet culture.
Social media, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about, like, briefly lang, how social media makes it worse. This MLM culture, this, ano ba? Parang nako-confuse kasi ng mga tao yung fame, money, and the progress, diba? And legacy even. So, how does social media make it worse?
Social media makes it worse because it already gives a ready template for it. Yung parang, ayan, ganyan pala mag-edit si Andrew Tate ng videos.
Gagayain ko nga. Gagayain. Sabi ni Frank Piano, no?
Actually, yun na nga eh. I was, yung before this episode, when you sent me those videos, I was looking through them with the eyes of a video editor. Because I had experience in video editing.
Mm.
na-realize ko may style siya.
Yes.
Even yung paggamit ng music, ng supers, ng zoom in, zoom out.
Mm.
Tapos yung speed ng ano, pagsasalita nila.
Parang, pati yung cut to cut, diba?
Oo, na, may template. Tapos yung, napansin mo repetitive yung nature na pwede mo siyang hindi panoorin na walang vid. You can consume it without
the
picture.
Context.
Without the picture.
Uh-uh.
Pwede mong pakinggan.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos para siyang mantra or chant.
Yes.
Na paulit-ulit.
Yes. Cultured.
Indoctrination eh.
Oo. Oh, propaganda siya.
Pwede mo siyang, iniisip ko na yung mga nag-gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yung nag-gym, parang ito yung nasa headphones nila. Ano.
Diploma o discarte. Ganun.
Parang ano, parang Rendon Labrador style.
Oo.
Yun, so, nagkaka-template na. Nagkaka-look na. Nagkaka-rhythm na.
Yes.
Na pwedeng sundan ng bata na obsessed sa YouTube videos ng mga manosphere people.
And I call this the gurification of success.
Nice.
Yan, diba? Gurification.
Guru ah, hindi guro.
Hindi. Gurification. Yung lahat na lang sila, diba? Guru. Tapos, ito pa. Speaking of yung gurification, and then, they make the algorithm work for them, di ba? Mm. Parang, gagawa sila ng gagawa ng content, ire-reward ng ire-reward din ng YouTube, ng TikTok. Alam ba si Franklin Miano, parang sa Reddit, titingnan mo, parang ang dami namin pagod na pagod ng mag-block ng content niya. Kasi parang meron yata siya 14 TikTok accounts. Na parang pag blinak mo yung first, lalabas at lalabas sa putang inang feed mo. So, they really, ano ba, parang abuse the system and the algorithm. Yun. Tapos, and tingin ko din, yung social media, sorry, yung TikTok, it kind of numbs your critical thinking. Especially yun nga, nung sinasabi mong editing style pa lang, repetitive. Isipin mo, araw-araw mo pinapanood yun.
Tas, who you trying to convince, man?
Tapos nakikita mo, favorite ko yung sinabi nung isang TikToker, si Kuya Renan ba yun? Sinagot niya yung diskarte o diploma. Parang, sabi niya, syempre di nila papakita sa inyo yung failures nila. Di nila papakita sa inyo yung mga mali na nagawa nila, di ba? Papakita lang nila yung success nila. Tapos ikaw, when you try to do it on your own, nobody tells you about the failures, the hardships, nadi-disappoint ka, di ba? Tapos hindi naman sila transparent on their journey, actually. So parang, versus, alam mo yung mga legit business seminars, TESDA, or yung mas structured, mas may transparency sila. And nilalatag nila yung lahat, holistic na, with entrepreneurship, there is risk. Hindi minamaliit yung capital mo na, alam mo yun, hindi parang laruan lang yung pera.
Pero ako, I think that's how some businesses work. Sa kakapanood ko nga ng mga ano, ng mga venture capitalist scandals.
Mm-hmm.
The product doesn't get you the money. The product doesn't buy you the watches or the car.
Uh-oh.
Or the swimming funding. Pools. It's the venture capital itself.
Yes, yes.
That makes you buy things.
Yes.
The product is just there as a wild card.
It's a front.
It's a front, yeah. Parang, I'm not saying, it could be nga, pwede nga, na yung kangkong chips kumita, I don't know. Pero sige, bad example, yung kangkong chips, nabili niya yung relo, at yung, whatever, yung
kotse whatever.
Yung
those are really his.
Yeah, if those are really his. Kasi, may napanood rin ako, may legitimate na business na na rinirent out yung mga relo, yung living room, yung jet, yung yate for influencers.
Yes, exactly.
It's basically pitch material.
Yes.
They're creating pitch material with a persona that they made for investors to put their money in their quote-unquote business.
Tapos gagastasin nila yung big money that investors give.
And then present them with shoddy accounting, cooked up accounting books.
Mm-hmm.
And then, napunta na sa kanila. Yung instead na pinasweldo na nila dun sa mga factory workers. Mm-hmm. At pinandevelop nila ng product pa.
Wala.
May napanood ako isang
standard things eh.
May isa kong ano, may isa kong documentary na napanood. Ganyan din, bata.
Mm.
20-year-old. Mm. May parang cellphone product siya. I don't know, parang holder.
Mm.
Sinabi niya, "Oh, yan. Pinapakita sa mga venture capitalist yung mga ninong na nasa golf course."
Huh.
"Ayan, oh, nabenta ko na yung ano. Napalaki ko na yung negosyo. Ito yung mga number of sales na nabenta ko units." Alam mo, ginawa niya. Nag-rent siya ng warehouse sa malayong lugar. Sinip niya lahat ng units doon para pag-inspection doon sa warehouse, wala ng units, nabenta na raw. Sinip niya lang sa kabilang warehouse para isipin ng investors, "Oh, yun,
sold out.
The product is moving." Oh.
No. And then pag ano na, pag release na ng dividends.
Yan. Wala. Nasasabi niya na lugi. Tapos, pag nalugi, takbo na siya to the next town.
Yes.
Under a new identity. Tapos, yes. Bagong negosyo.
I think that's also what happened to Sam Bankman-Fried. Si SBF. When Bitcoin, like, you know, the tragedy that is Bitcoin. Like, si SBF pa yung parang good boy of Bitcoin. But long story short, yung mga nag-invest sa Bitcoin niya, nilagay niya sa parang investment firm niya. Tapos wala, natalo eventually. So parang, tapos meron pa silang, bumili sila ng bahay sa, ano, Bahamas ba? Basta, as in like, it's basically, it's the same story. Young millionaires, quote unquote, millionaires, having this momentary success. Getting the VCs, getting the money, getting the investors, maybe from rich people, maybe from OFWs, or other less fortunate people, na alam mo yung tinataya yung life savings nila, dun sa propaganda nitong mga to. Kung may puso kang entrepreneur,
gagamitin mo yung pera na nakuha mo, pampasweldo, pampalaki ng negosyo, oo, pampalago ng negosyo.
Hindi pambili ng
oo, ng damit
hindi pambili
mo.
Ng damit mo, hindi pambili ng Rolex mo. Diba, sa first year of your business, hindi ba dapat i-dedicate mo yun sa fair pasweldo? Sa increases ng employees mo?
Or better better infrastructure dun sa factories?
Sa HMO nila? Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Ilalagay nila usually, they'll tuck it under the marketing tab.
Ako, I'm fine.
Or the representation
if that's your marketing budget, sure. Pero you fucking make sure yung mismong nagpo-forward ng business mo, mas sila yung na may part ng revenue, diba?
Eh, kadalasan naman, hindi maganda yung conditions ng
ganyan. Exactly. Isa pa, ako, naloloka ako sa outright vina-vlog, tini-tiktok ni Franklin Miano kung paano yung business model na outsourcing niya. Basically, kukuha siya ng client. Kunwari ikaw, Winzy Ong, kailangan mo ng vlog editor. Yung vlog editor na kukunin niya, i-outsource niya, ang rate lang ay 20K. Pero sisingilin ka niya ng 100K. And he gets the fucking 80K. How is that just? How is that fair? How is that good? Diba? Like, nagigets ko pa kung ang presyo niya ay 20K, tapos pinatunga mong 30K, that I can accept. Diba? Ito talaga parang, what the fuck? Yun. And no, parang it takes a while before you get critical about them. Kasi nga, uulit-ulitan ka nila ng mantra and guru shit nila.
Pero ano nga eh, bakit, well, diba sa mga shows na ganyan, Wolf of Wall Street, The Social Network. May FBI eh, di ba? Usually, they'll be under investigation.
Wow, talaga. May FBI dito. May NBI. Well, in a way, parang yung mga millionaire CEOs ngayon na yung mga sina Rosmar or basta yung mga skincare CEOs, I think nagka-crackdown na yung BIR ng taxes. DTI.
Yung
FDA. For food and drug. Oh. Diba? So, sana makrackdown na yung mga packshit na yan. Tricky yung kay Franklin Miano. Kasi wala siyang product eh. Ang product niya, lessons. Diba may course pa siya? How ironic, diba? Tinitira niya yung diploma o discard pero pinag-e-enroll mo sila sa putang inang YouTube university mo. How fucking ironic.
Culty.
Culty shit. MLM as fuck. Ayun, yun lang. Daming rants. Anyway, we're about to end. Last realizations or conclusions about this whole topic.
Well, ako, nothing wrong with entrepreneurship. Actually, I respect a lot of entrepreneurs. Mm. Not just respect. I salute a lot of entrepreneurs.
Self-made. Quote-unquote, self-made.
And sorry, despite these examples, I'm sure maraming matino, maraming magaling, maraming nakaka-inspire na entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Na fine, hindi sila yung employment route.
Mm.
Nonetheless, nakaka-inspire pa rin yung ginawa nila.
It's just sad that hindi sila yung mga nagbablog talaga. Oo. Hindi sila yung nagkakaroon ng media coverage.
And marami rin entrepreneurs na hindi successful. Mm-hmm. Pero tuloy pa rin, gets mo? Mm-hmm. Just to make ends meet at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, napaisip ako na parang whether you go the employment route or the entrepreneur route, ako okay yun.
Mm-hmm.
Society needs both, actually.
Oh, hindi siya...
Hindi kaya i-sustain ng society na lahat employee.
Yes.
Hindi rin kaya sustain na lahat entrepreneur.
Yes. Pero, just an addition to that, I think we're missing one thing.
Uh-huh.
Kasi, which will lead me to my conclusion. Anyway, you're saying you have your employees, the corporate, the... Kumbaga, employees, diba? You have the entrepreneur, the business owners. But those two are just, you know, people who make up the capitalist system and the capitalist society. I think mas mag-change yung culture if we introduce... Isipin mo, if more brilliant people are in the government.
Oh, yes.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
More brilliant teachers in public schools... More brilliant lawmakers, law enforcers. Like, I don't think we'll rely much on capitalism. Diba?
Yes, ganda.
Like, alam mo yun, parang, if there's another career route na, hindi, magsiserve ako sa government, being in the government is a job that has integrity. Hindi ka magkakangong chips, anak ng puta. Diba?
Pero feeling ko kasi, government jobs aren't attractive to those who want to be rich.
And those who don't want to
be... Except, magme-mayor ako.
Yun.
Kakandidato ko. Yun, yeah.
Yeah.
Pero you know what I mean.
Yes, I know. Kaya nga, so for me, dapat may other source of fulfillment, other source of career, other path of success, diba?
Ibang metric ng success eh. Kasi metric ng success natin sa Pilipinas, kayamanan eh.
Oh, material things.
Kaya nga sobrang na-enlighten kami ni CJ when we went to Batanes.
Oh.
Yung mission, yung goal ng mga tao dun, hindi magpakayaman but to uplift their communities.
And sustain their lives, sustain nature. Like, I think we're, alam mo, faulty talaga yung system that we know. Kasi obsessed tayo with growth, with exponential growth.
Ganyan. Na hindi naman kailangan talaga.
Na parang, sige, ano pa ba? Gano'n pa ba kalaki? Gano'n pa ba tayo kayaman?
Hindi, tsaka tama eh. Tama ka. Yung, in a world that's on the brink of collapse because of climate change.
Yes.
Hindi na growth dapat yung goal natin.
Oh,
ang goal natin is to sustain.
Chill the fuck out the earth, diba? Parang,
yes.
Para natin i-arrest yung global warming. Growth. Para natin i-arrest yung aimless growth. Aimless na siya eh.
Oh.
Diba? Like, what are we growing for? What? Diba? Para mapamana sa next generation
instead of
pamilya mo. Like,
gagawa tayo ng gagawa tayo ng 50 cupcakes. Tapos yung hindi na benta, di natin i-recycle. Tatapon lang natin sa landfill. Diba?
Parang, what the fuck? Tapos isipin mo yung mga sorry, likang kong chips na naman yung example ko. How many plastic does that use? Diba? Tapos isama mo pa yung carbon footprint ng delivery noon, ng manufacturing noon. Like, kapagod. Like, how much growth? Yun. So, which leads me to my conclusion here is, I want to share with the Pod Pals.
Our conclusion is, anarkiya na to!
Hindi.
Lala ko lang. Joke.
Two things yung conclusion ko. Yung, I think we're asking the wrong thing when we ask diploma or discarte. I think what we should ask is, what does success look like for you? Kasi discarte and diploma are both tools to get you there. Diba? If ang success for you is magkaroon ng kotse, magkaroon ng Rolex, magkaroon ng kung ano-anong shit, maraming followers, then wala. Susunod ka talaga sa mga ano, sa mga MLM motivational speakers. Pero if success for you is like uplifting a whole community or improving other people's lives through while having a little more profit, 'di ba? Di naman natin sinabing huwag ka kumita eh, 'di ba? Dapat it's a reassessment of success. And also parang naisip ko, nakakatawa kasi yung thinking na pag diploma or diskarte, ang sinasabi nila, huwag na kayong mag-aral. Dumiskarte na lang kayo. Hindi, di ba? Hindi naman sinabi huwag mag-aral eh. Pwede naman mag-aral at saka dumiskarte, di ba? Like, hindi ka tayo
ako yun na nga, didiskartehan ko yung mga sistema sa edukasyon natin na palpak. Gets mo?
Oo, uwi.
Pero yung magagandang parts ng education natin, sige, uupuan ko.
Diba, imbis na, o sige, faulty na yung education system, you just fucking give up? Diba, hindi na ako mag-aaral, faulty yung, diba ganun yung,
diba, parang ganito ganun yun eh. Ako shitty, parang, meron akong limang profs. Yung tatlong profs ko, matino, magaling. Yun, diploma ko yun.
Oo.
Yung dalawa out of the five, bano na professor, yung nagbabasa lang ng ano, ng notes, ayun, didiskartehan ko yun. Gets mo?
Yes.
Dadayain ko na lang yung attendance record ko rito, bobo naman yung mga to. Gets mo?
Oh, and sorry, i-bring up ko lang na may flaw sa thinking na wala akong natutunan dun sa school when I went to my job. Like, hindi ka naman nila tuturuan, hindi instruction sa school ay how to do your job eh. It's not.
How to think.
Yes. School, we go to school, so we know how to think, we are teachable, we know how to learn.
How to be human, actually.
How to think talaga. Hindi siya parang, hello class, our lesson for today is how to email. Hindi naman ganun eh. Oh. Or, hindi talaga ituturo sa yung
hindi rin yung, oh, this is how to file a leave.
Hindi ganun.
Or this is what an HR person does. Hindi.
How to make a presentation. Hindi. Hindi siya ganun. Mas parang,
mas tinuturoan ka ng structures of thinking.
Ang silbi ng school ay, kunwari, ah, hindi nag-work itong ginawa ko. How can I come up with another fucking solution? Ganun naman siya. Hindi siya, huwag niyo literalin kasi yung school. Sorry. So like, the more you take it literally, the more stupid you appear. Ayun. Tapos, next, I'll introduce the Podpal to this new thinking that I read about and listened to sa isang podcast. I think
I-quote mo yung podcast. Kasi,
this is from The Gray Area. One of my favorite.
Kasi, if not, you're claiming that it's your own.
Yeah, I know. It's from the Gray Area. It's an episode of The Gray Area. Na parang, I think, ako lang naman to, sana mag-agree mas maraming tao, but I think we should stop worshipping billionaires and millionaires. Diba? Sila na yung mga modern gods natin, to be honest. Like, the more
I'm looking at you, Elon Musk.
And Jeff Bezos. The more we worship them, the more we are obsessed with exponential growth na limitless and aimless. Diba parang growth for growth's sake? So this episode of The Gray Area actually introduced the idea of limitarianism. Yun. This is from a Dutch author. Wait. So limitarianism, it's a book and also like a new way of thinking by a Dutch author and economist, si Ingrid Robbins. She's from the Netherlands, like what you said.
The future is Scandinavia.
and Dutch. Basically, si sabi niya, if my poverty line, diba, we define what poor is, diba? And ang goal natin ay walang taong bumaba sa poverty line. Or those who are below poverty line ay ma-uplift natin. That's a success. But we don't have a limit to wealth. But she computed, nasa book, she computed a certain amount of wealth na if you reach it or if you earn more or acquire more than that, it's already detrimental to the planet, to society, to politics, to democracy. Kumbaga, power siya, money is power. So, yun. So, dapat daw, meron din tayong wealth line.
Nice.
So, it's called limitarianism. And I think, nagsithrive din yung mga motivational speakers in MLM and like, yung mga types ni Josh Mojica at ni Franklin Miano because we are an individualistic society. Pero parang lagi natin sasabi na yung success mo, ang tagumpay mo ay nasa'yo. Hindi. It's with the community and the society and the country that you live in. Diba? Yung self-made, this is an illusion. Madalas naman self-made mo, nepo baby sila eh. Diba? Like, we should forget. Hindi mo forget. Like, we should expand our knowledge beyond being successful individuals. Yun. Yun ang aking conclusion. Yan. How about you?
That's it. Nasabi ko na yung conclusion ko.
So, ang ano yung sagot ni Wayne Siong sa diploma o diskarte?
A bit of both.
One cannot live without the other.
Yes.
For success.
Yes. Correct.
Yun. So, I guess, I hope this is like an interesting episode for you, Podpals. And for sure, may mga hindi kami na-cover. For sure, may...
And I hope this could be a wake-up call to the Gen Z kids.
To be more critical.
Yes.
Yes. Not everything on social
not
media.
Not everyone who has a million followers is worth following.
At saka, ang baba naman standards niya. Naka 1 million lang. Parang success na.
Mababa yun.
Yeah. Do you know how much?
Si Taylor Swift, ilan na ba followers?
Hindi followers. Like yung nasa bank account mo. Like, yeah, sure, it's a big achievement. But, ubos ang 1 million in 6 months. Diba? Yun. So, I don't know. Let us not pat ourselves on the back that much. Podpile answering machine. Yun. So, I have one here from our Spotify comment page. Ayan. So, this is for the episode 124, How Conversations Live or Die. So, sabi ni Arleng HJKL, I don't know how to pronounce that. Sabi niya, I really like this episode. May mga times na napapasabi ako ng, ay, parang ganun ako minsan. Reminder sa self ko na I really need to work on myself pa. More power.
Wow, thanks, Arlene, whatever.
Thank you, though. Thank mahirap you. Sabihin yung name mo, but uh-oh. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
So that's it?
Yes, that's it.
See you next episode.
Thank you, bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.